the biggest recruiting lessons I've learned over the years. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 62. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of RecruitMe, a podcaster, author, and speaker. And our sponsor is my new book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. It's available on Amazon, of course. And this podcast is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. So I dig in and I give you takeaways you can use immediately. You can find every episode on my website, recruitme.com, but it is much easier on an app, the Apple Podcast app or Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeart, and others. So grab that on an app. It might be easier for you if you're not using one right now. Well, here we are. We're 3 days away as this releases from fall. Fall officially here. In Colorado, we don't really have much of a fall. It just goes from summer and then quickly into fall and then into winter and then a long winter. So I really miss. I grew up in New York, upstate New York. We had the leaves and maple trees, all of that. We've got a maple in our front yard. It's one of those red maples. Well, the leaves turn, and a week later they fall off. That's how short it seems to be here. They blow off. But it's beautiful, absolutely gorgeous when those leaves turn, and I miss that. And in Colorado, we have to go way up into the mountains to see the... Oh, there's some great sights of leaves turning up in the mountains, and so we do that. I've done that before. So wherever you're at, however fall hits you, in the warm climate, the cold climate, or somewhere in between, let's face it, it's here. Time marches on. Time marches on. And I'll tell you, the window of athletic scholarships and your opportunity closes, closes, closes. So I want you to maximize the time you have. And I understand that. And I want you to succeed. My passion is to help you succeed at getting an athletic scholarship. I encourage you to go to my website and get my brand new freebie. I just posted it. It's a free chapter from my athletic scholarship playbook. Yeah, you can just download the PDF. It's the myths of athletic scholarships. So get that right now, or as soon as you're done here, you can click on the link in the show notes or go to recruitme.com and get that free chapter from my book. All right, this episode, I want to share some of the lessons that I've learned over the years and many years. First of all, years that I, as a high school athlete, tried to get a scholarship, end up competing at the D1 level, did not get a scholarship. I still enjoyed the experience because it's all about the right fit, and it was a good fit for me. And then what I learned from our twin sons as they pursued scholarships, as we did it as a family. And then third, what I've learned from other families that I've helped, and they reported back to me. So there's decades of experience here that I've learned over the years. Before I share what I learned, I want to ask you to tell me what you've learned. What have you learned so far in this recruiting experience? What is it? I don't want you to talk back to your device right now. But drop me an email, okay? At john@recruitme.com. Click the link in the show notes. That's my email address, will be linked there. Post on Facebook. Send me a message on Facebook on my RecruitMe page. Just do that. Let me know. Maybe you're already following. You can post there. Love to see you. Just go ahead and send me your experience. Tell me what you've learned. Here's what other parents have learned, just to give you an idea. I had Bob tell me this, and this subject is keeping coaches up to date. I covered this in a recent episode, but he said, "We had informed the coaches of where my daughter's club team was playing and what the high school season, and when the high school season started with schedules of both. After playing in some showcase tournaments, we started to get feedback from some coaches. We had broken down our selections to five Division I, five Division II, and five Division III teams. We got feedback from three Division I, four Division II, and five Division III teams. Bob is very organized, by the way, I can tell. Most of these contacts from the coaches were as a result of us writing them and letting them know where she would play and keeping that line of communication open. Okay, so keeping coaches up to date, that's what Bob has learned. Scott told me about hard work. He said you have to do the work yourself. The thought is that your club coach or high school coach will help promote you to schools you want to attend. Not always true. If that school doesn't fit his expectations of where you fit in or where they want you to go, they might not be providing your schools with the type of feedback you want them to hear. I've seen it firsthand. You, player and parents, select what's best for you. You have to do the work. Don't leave it up to the coaches. Thank you, Scott, for that lesson. You can learn by that. So what is one thing that you've learned? Email me, john@recruitme.com, or message me, message me through Facebook Messenger. If you do that, that would be great. But I really do want to hear. So here are seven things that I have learned over the years I wanted to pass along to you in the short time we have that I think are transferable. I think that you'll find two or three of these at least that you can relate to in your process. And these are in no particular order, but first, every coach is different. I want to set the record straight here. Yes, I teach you how to go through a six-step process to an athletic scholarship. And it may feel like this is boilerplate stuff, but it's not. It's very personal. And the more that you go through the process, the more personal it becomes, the more tailored it becomes. But you have laid a foundation, you have tracks to run on with these six steps so that you can have a tailored approach within certain guidelines, within certain tracks that you're running on. So every coach is different. And you've got to treat every coach different. You'll get to know them as the conversations go along. You have personal relationships with these coaches, and you can't just say the same thing to each coach. You can't send the same emails to each coach. You have to do the extra work to treat each coach differently as you find out more about that coach. For instance, we had one coach when our sons were pursuing their scholarships, which were in baseball. Now, this coach didn't offer scholarships until senior year. Spring, senior year, during the baseball season. Wow, imagine going into your last season, maybe you're a month or two out from graduation, and you don't know from this coach whether or not you're going to get an offer. Now, that is a little bit extreme, but we learned that from that coach. And not all the other coaches are like that. Everybody has their own pattern. Everyone has their own nuances. So get to know these coaches and understand every coach is different. That's one of the biggest recruiting lessons I've learned over the years. Second recruiting lesson is that recruiting is year round. So here we are, fall coming up in 3 days. And it seems like everybody gets on the bandwagon now about recruiting. I hear from more families, I'll get more subscribers to this podcast, I'll get more followers, likes on Facebook, I'll get more emails, more of my book will sell this fall because parents and athletes feel like this is seasonal. And maybe it's because the school year is starting, so you're saying we got to get something done here. I'm not sure why. There's this feeling that I've got to do something here in the fall. When recruiting is year-round, coaches are recruiting all year long. We just missed one of the biggest recruiting seasons, and that is summer. Maybe you took advantage of it, but you may have missed it. So we just came through it. Biggest recruiting season of the year. I say that because all sports are out of season, and coaches have time to do recruiting. That's why they're doing camps. That's why they're going out and see athletes in competition. They have the time and they're really pouring themselves into it in the summer. So recruiting is year round. Don't think that it's just a fall sport. It is year round. That's a huge lesson that I learned from other parents, from parents who were going through this process and they think it's the fall, but it really is year round. The third thing is that I've learned, third lesson, athletes, this is especially for you, someone might be looking. Someone might be looking. What do I mean by that? When you're out there competing and you think there aren't any coaches in the stands looking at you, there may be. And they're not just watching you while you're competing. They're watching your reaction when things don't go right. They're watching your how you respond when you score a touchdown or hit a three-pointer or run the fastest race of your life or score a goal, whatever it might be. And they're watching, are you cocky or are you a true athlete with character? They're watching, and you don't know when they're watching. Also, you don't know who's videotaping for that coach. You don't know when a coach really has his or her eyes on you. Someone might be looking. That's the third biggest recruiting lesson I've learned over the years. So what you need to do is you need to remember you may be on stage when you're on the sidelines, as well as when you're executing that play on the field or the court, or when you're in the midst of that race. It's not just what happens in the contest, it's what happens outside that contest as well. Fourth, I talked about this in episode 61, honesty is your best friend. Honesty is your best friend. Be honest with coaches. When you put yourself out in your resume or profile, when you make statements about your ability, or parents, you make statements about your son or daughter's ability, whether it's by email or verbally or what, be honest, because you're going to be found out. Coaches are going to investigate. If they see that your son or daughter is a talented athlete, they're going to look further. And the further they look, the more they're going to see and understand and really get to know your athlete's level of ability. So don't put up a smoke screen at first. Yes, you want to put your best foot forward, but don't put up a smoke screen. Be honest. Honesty is your best friend. In your conversations with coaches, be honest. Be honest. Don't hide things, because you will get found out. And honesty is really the way you want to go. You want to be known as a family of character. A family of character. So honesty is your best friend. Five, only a few athletes get lucky. Only a few athletes get lucky. What I mean by that is, this is hard work. This recruiting thing is hard work. There are going to be some that just, happen to be in the right place at the right time when the right coach is looking, and man, they get the full ride. And you're going, what just happened there? But that is not the rule. That's not the rule at all. The most athletes that get scholarships, one, they've got talent. Second, they've taken the initiative. Third, they keep the communication going. Fourth, they pursue even when it's tough and they're in it for the long haul, the marathon. They have walked through it. And not just the athlete, but the parents as well. And it isn't about luck. It's about putting yourself out there, applying those steps that really result in an athletic scholarship for talented athletes. This thing is hard work. Only a few athletes get lucky. The sixth thing of the biggest recruiting lessons I've learned over the years, and as I said earlier, these aren't in any particular order. This isn't the Tonight Show. Is that you've got to keep it simple. Got to keep it simple. In recruiting, when I was doing it with our kids, I wanted to make it complex. I felt like activity was good, variety was good. As long as we were moving, we were doing things, there was always something to do, and I felt like a hamster on a wheel sometimes. And activity didn't result in results. It only got more confusing and more tiring and lack of focus. So you've got to keep it simple. That's why I have laid out six steps to an athletic scholarship. So you will keep it simple. If you stay on course, on track on those, and it may not be as exciting as doing all these activities that don't get you anywhere, it's the right thing to do. Keep it simple. This whole recruiting thing is not complex, not as complex as you might think. It's hard work, but it's not as complex as you might think, not as mysterious. And I guess this last one really is the number one thing, the biggest recruiting lesson I've learned over the years, and it's this. The number one goal is to find the school that is the best fit. Not the school that offers you the most money. Not the school that offers you the sweetest deal. But it is the place where your son or daughter will be for the next 4 years, and it is the best fit. That's really key. The best fit. That involves financial. It involves academics, course athletics. It involves culture, size of school, location, all these things that come together. I call it the report card that you put together at the end of the whole journey as you're making your final school choice, or number of factors that I encourage athletes and families to rate the school on from A to F. So those are the seven things that I've learned, the biggest recruiting lessons over the years, and I hope maybe one or two of these or three or maybe all seven wakes you up and say, yeah, I'm glad you said that, because I was going down the wrong road. Again, every coach is different. Two, recruiting is year-round. Three, someone might be looking. Four, honesty is your best friend. Five, only a few athletes get lucky. Six, you've got to keep it simple. And seven, the number one goal is to find the school that is the best fit. Let me encourage you to stop over on my website and get your free chapter from my book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. Grab that, enjoy it, and it's more content that will help you get to your goal of an athletic scholarship. I'm here every Tuesday, and I look forward to seeing you, talking to you next time.